तब कथमृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति भुरिदा जनाः. द नेक्टर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड्स इज द लाइफ फॉर दोज हु आर स्कॉर्च्ड बाय द वर्ल्ड. द वर्ड्स विच हैव बीन अटर्ड बाय द नोट्स ऑफ ट्रूथ विच वाइप आउट सिंस the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna by Swami Brahmananda. We discussed two chapters, self-knowledge and God, Ishwar. Tonight we shall talk about Maya. Maya. Maya is a mysterious phenomenon in Vedanta. Swamiji gave a lecture on Maya in London, which is recorded in Jnana Yoga. What is Maya? Which is neither real nor unreal. Anirvachaniya. It is some kind of thing which is unspeakable, you cannot explain. At the same time, it is real to us. We generally give this example, mirage. Is mirage real? No, but we can see it. When the sun reflects on the sand, it reflects, it seems there is water. But there is no water. So thing which does not exist, but it seems to be real to us. This Maya is the power of Brahman. With this Maya, Brahman or Ishwara, created this universe and all these beings. This universe, all human beings, Jeev, Jagat, all these things we see, they are not real from the absolute standpoint. But the relative standpoint, they are real. My headache, my stomachache are real. My disease is real. But not absolutely real. Relative truth, absolute truth. How can we transcend this Maya, which is causing all problems? All suffering, pain, misery, grief, disease, death, all these things are all in the domain of Maya. Family problem, divorce, money, all everything, all in the domain of Maya. Sri Ramakrishna taught, live in this Maya. but learn how to keep mind in God. Let boat be in the water, but not water in the boat. Otherwise the boat will sink. Maya. Sometimes we experience this Maya. I remember one Swami was writing his diary at midnight. I asked him, Maharaj, why are you writing diary? Well, brother, this diary is telling me this world is not real. How? 1 week ago, there is something happened. I was so upset. I was really upset, angry, depressed. After 1 week, I am reading that thing. I think that is just silly, something very negligible thing. That thing is not bothering me after 1 week. That is Maya. Mayar shabab kemon jano? যেমন জলের পানা ঘেয়ে দিলে সাপ পানা সরে গেল, আবার একটু পরেই আপনা আপনি পুড়ে এলো। তেমনি যতক্ষণ বিচার করো, সাধুসঙ্গ করো, যেন কিছুই নেই, একটু পরেই বিষয় বাসনা আবরণ করে। ওয়েল, হোয়াট ডু ইউ থিঙ্ক অব দি নেচার অফ মায়া? ইট ইজ লাইক দি স্কাম অর উইডস ফ্লোটিং অন এ পন্ড। You can push away the weeds, but presently the cleared space will feel it again. Similarly, so long as you reason within yourself and associate with holy men, everything seems clear. But shortly afterwards, worldly desires will throw over you the veil of illusion. It's a beautiful example. Those who live in the village, I remember, there is some kind of weed, sorry, we call it pana, some scum. You know, they cover the whole water and then we splash water like this. Then they move away, then we dip. And the moment we come out from the water, again they dance and then cover the water. Sri Ramakrishna saw these things in the village and gave that analogy, that how Maya covers the mind. Maya. One day Girish Chandra Ghosh said to Sri Ramakrishna, Sir, when I come to you, I have so much peace and joy. And the moment I go home, I have all problems. Why my mind fluctuates, sometimes high, sometimes down? Sri Ramakrishna says, for the reason I ask people to have the company of the holy. This holy association is very, very important in spiritual life. It reminds us of our real nature. It lifts our minds to a higher plane of consciousness. Maya. Sadhu sangha karo. Ektu pore dekhbe bishay bashona eshe gelo. Have the company of the holy, but the moment you go away, you will find again Maya covers us. If we near the fireplace, we shall get the heat. But if we away from the fireplace, we feel cold. How we can stay near the fire all the time? Heat. That means spiritual life. Sometimes we can judge ourselves that among 24 hours, how many hours we think about God? Not hours, how many minutes we think about God? Most of the time, we are within Maya. Job, money, family, children, ashram, this is also Maya. But we'll have to be very practical. We live in Maya. But how can we be untouched by Maya? That is the secret we'll have to learn from spiritual life. Sri Ramakrishna said, if you want to break a jackfruit, first put some oil on your finger, so that the glue, jackfruit glue is very sticky, will not be with your finger. So first have devotion in your mind, and then you stay in this world, Maya will not be able to overwhelm you. How to do it? First example of Maya's Thakur gave, Pukurir Pana. The scum, the weeds on the surface of the water in the pond, how it covers the pure water. Sometimes I noticed many times that when I am coming to St. Louis by plane, above, bright sun, below, thick cloud. Slowly the plane penetrates through the cloud. We cannot see anything. Slowly it came a little more down. Then we started to see the airport. Then it goes to the freeway. It lands on the freeway. It is amazing. And we see that whole St. Louis is covered with darkness. I must say that here, cloudy, no brightness is there. But above, bright sun. It shows that this is thick cloud layer of cloud is stopping the sunshine on St. Louis. Above, the sun is there. But people below do not see it. Then Sri Ramakrishna gave another example. Shapir Mukhe Bishase, 894. Shapir Mukhe Bishase, she jokon apni khai, tokon tar bish lage na. Kintu jokon onne ke khai, tokon bish lage. Temni Bhagavaner maya ache bote, kintu take mugdho korte pare na. Onno ke she maya ke mugdho kore. The snake has poison in its fangs. But it is none the worse for it. The poison does not affect it or cause its death. It is poison in relation to other creatures whom it may chance to bite. Similarly, although the phenomenal universe exists in world, he is above and beyond it. The universe of phenomena exists as much only for us. Second example, Thakur Master Ramakrishna gave, Shaper Mukhe Bish, a poisonous cobra, had both fangs full of poison. The snake is eating its own food. The poison is not going inside. It has full control over its poison. But when that snake bites another person, that person dies. It bites and injects that poison, thus. The deadly poison kills that person. So similarly, Sri Ramakrishna said, Ishvara, God means, has name and form, means Maya. In Vedanta, they define Maya, Ishvara, Vishuddha Satya Pradhana Ishvara. Ishwar has also three gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. So Ishwara is the preponderance of sattva quality, that is God, that he is talking about. God has full control over his maya, so with this maya he plays. Somebody asked Swami Vivekananda, Swamiji, you started Ramakrishna Mahatma mission, this is also maya. Activities, monastery, hospital, educational institutions, this is also maya. Swamiji says, of course it is maya. And I play with maya. Maya cannot overwhelm me. To a knower of Brahman, maya is just zero, nothing. He sees this is all play of maya. It is not true. But for us it is true, very painful. Sri Ramakrishna used to play, Ma tumar bhuvan mohine maya mugdha karuna. Mother, do not overwhelm me with your bewitching maya. Do not trap me with this bewitching maya. We are all trapped. How to You know, time to time we can see it. This is maya. This is another thing. But all of us, again, our mind is covered with duty, this, that. And we forget it. It is all play. When Holy Mother was making chapati in Jayarambachi, a disciple asked, Mother, you are the Divine Mother herself, and you are making chapati. Is it maya? Well, of course, my son, it is maya. Sometimes I also think that I am supposed to live in Vaikuntha, sitting next to Narayana. Now, you see, I am making chapati for the devotees. This is all my play. You know, if we take our life, the thing which we are doing, a mere play, then we will not be very much caught. Otherwise, you know, if we take it seriously, high blood pressure, this, that, everything. I know one Swami, he's a great Swami, but he could not handle any kind of problem. He was shaking like anything. But great sadhu. So another Swami gave him advice. Swami Jyotisharanda told him, Brother, don't take the world seriously. You are taking the world very seriously, that is the reason you have all these problems. Which is God. Our another problem, we want to change the world. Everybody should be like me, in the home, in my office, in the monastery. It will never be happening. Each person came according to his or her own samskaras. Husband, wife, the children, each person is different. If I expect that everybody should be like me in the monastery, no, it will not work. But that is the way we think, you know, everybody should be like me. A maya mugdha. We are infatuated by this Maya. That is the reason we have all these problems. That is the reason Thakur defined Maya, Kamini Kanchani Maya. This lust and gold, this attachment, that is Maya. Who takes away our mind from God? You will find these two things are taking away 80 to 90% mind. You know, that is really a mantra, Kamini Kanchani Maya. Maya kake bole jano? Do you know? Bap, ma, bhai, bhogni, stri, putro, bhagne, bhaipo, bhaiji, eishab atyodir poti chan o bhalobasha. Ar doya mane, sarbhubhute amar hori achen, ei jene sokolke soman bhalobasha. Thakur explaining, what is the difference between maya, self-love, and doya, charity, compassion? Maya is attachment and love towards one's own relatives and friends, parents, brother, sister, wife, children, nephew, niece, etc. Doya is love extending equally to all beings. It proceeds from the knowledge that God abides in all, Maya and Doya. Again, we sometimes get confused, you know. Maya. Always we try to see my family, my home, my. My children, my money, my house, my car, my ashram. All is focused on my, egocentric. This tongue, this attachment, this bhalobasha, this is Maya. We are bound by Maya. Day and night, we are doing duties. I sometimes see some people, oof. I saw in New Jersey, they are talking about Swami, 11 hours, 12 hours work a day, just for money. Ruining the health, mental peace. Spending that, as our Dalai Lama says, the money we earn money, ruining our body, and we spend that money to save our health. That we are doing. Hours and hours. Somebody was telling Swami, if I do not do it, they will fire me and they will bring another person. I shall lose my job. It's a competition. I'll have to work it. And that one devotee was telling Swami, I sometimes stay in office till 10 o'clock at night. 9, 10. And if you ask the company, I cannot do alone, please hire somebody, they will fire me and bring another person. They will squeeze all of your energy. You know, 1 day, 2 days, 1 month, 2 months, all right. But month after month, year after year, that is too much. Really too much. And now I like France major rule law. Nobody should take job at home. You work only working hours in the office. We want your family life should be good and your health, everything should be right. But not in America. Oof. I was in New York last weekend. People work like machine. High range competition. If you cannot compete, you will be out. In that comparison to New York, St. Louis is much low pace, you know, slow pace. Very day and night, people are on the street. Oh, they live in that small room. Daya. Daya means sarvabhute bhalobasha. Take an example. Sarvabhute amar horiyachen, ei jene sokolke bhalobasha. God dwells in every being, I must love everybody, serve everybody. Look, that way Sri Ramakrishna is dividing selfishness and unselfishness. Selfishness is my family, my. Unselfishness means do it for others. Daya. In that condition, Thakur was telling, Vidyasagarer panditto ache, daya ache, kintu antardrishti nai. অন্তরে সোনা চাপা আছে যদি সেই সোনা সন্ধান পেত এত বাহিরের কাজ যা করছে সেসব কম পড়ে যেত শেষে একেবারে ত্যাগ হয়ে যেত অন্তরে হৃদয়ের মধ্যে ঈশ্বর আছেন এ কথা জানতে পারলে তাঁরই ধ্যান চিন্তায় মন যেত কারো কারো নিষ্কাম কর্ম অনেকদিন করতে করতে শেষে বৈরাগ্য হয় আর ওই দিকে মন যায় ঈশ্বরে মন লিপ্ত হয় ঠাকুর ইজ গিভিং এক্সাম্পল ঈশ্বরচন্দ্র বিদ্যাসাগর হি ইজ সাচ এ গ্রেট পণ্ডিত গাইজ এ গ্রেট স্কলার বাট লুক হি ইজ ভেরি চ্যারিটেবল পার্সন হি গিভস এ লট অফ চ্যারিটি ফুল অফ কম্প্যাশন লাভ ফর এভরিবডি বাট হি নেভার টকস অ্যাবাউট গড বলে সোনা চাপা আছে দ্যাট গড ইজ উইদিন হিম ইট ইজ বেরিড ইফ ইউ উড গেট দ্যাট টেস্ট অফ দ্যাট স্পিরিচুয়াল স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ গড হিজ অ্যাক্টিভিটিস টু মাচ ইনভলভমেন্ট উইথ দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড উড গো অ্যাওয়ে স্লোলি অ্যান্ড হি ওয়ান্স ইউ গেট দি টেস্ট অফ দ্যাট স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ ইট ইজ হার্ড টু গিভ আপ দ্যাট শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ সেড The more you will get, you will be detached to this world, the more you will go toward God. You see, sometimes we feel this way, that you know, I have to do it. If I do not do it, who will do it? You know, those who are very duty-bound, they feel that way, and they feel pressure. And that is the cause of a lot of problems. What will happen, that will happen. What will not happen, that will not happen. Why are you carrying these worries and anxieties? It is chinta vishubnam. This kind of worries and anxieties is like poison. Chita, chinta. Chita means funeral pyre. And chinta means worries and anxieties. So, chita, funeral pyre burns a human being only once. But chinta, worries and anxieties are burning human bodies all the time. So Sri Ramakrishna first talked about Maya, you know, how it covers us and covers our mind. Then how we are God's has no Maya, but he plays with Maya. We are all trapped in the Maya. Next, that Daya and Maya, what is the difference? Maya is the attachment for your own person, and Daya is love, which God dwells in all beings, so serve everybody. Now, next stage, jake bhute pae, se jodi jante pare je, take bhute peyeche, tahole bhut paliye jay. মায়াচ্ছন্ন জীব যদি একবার ঠিক জানতে পারে যে তাকে মায়া আচ্ছন্ন করেছে, তাহলে মায়া তার নিকট থেকে পালায়, তখনই পালায়। বিউটিফুল এক্সাম্পল শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ ইভেন গিভিং দি অ্যান্টাই জো ডু নাও টু গেট ইজ মাই লিসন। ইফ দি পার্সন পজেসড বাই অ্যান ইভিল স্পিরিট হ্যাজ দি কনশিয়াসনেস দ্যাট হি ইজ সো পজেসড, দি ইভিল স্পিরিট অ্যাট ওয়ান্স লিভস হিম। সিমিলারলি দি জীবা ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল সোল পজেসড বাই দি স্পিরিট অফ মায়া সেলফ ডিলিউশন অন রিয়েলাইজিং দ্যাট হি ইজ সেলফ ডিলিউডেড বিকামস অ্যাট ওয়ান্স ফ্রি ফ্রম মায়া। আই রিমেম্বার ইন আওয়ার সাংখ্য ফিলোসফি ক্লাস আওয়ার টিচার গেভ অ্যান এক্সাম্পল। হিয়ার ইজ এ বিউটিফুল গার্ল, শি ইজ এ নর্তকী, ফেমাস ড্যান্সার, অ্যান্ড হিয়ার ইজ এ প্যাভিলিয়ন অ্যান্ড শি ইজ গিভিং হার পারফরমেন্স অ্যান্ড অল মেনি পিপল আর দেয়ার ওয়াচিং হার ড্যান্স। অল অফ এ সাডেন দের ইজ রেইন and gusty wind, the tent was blown away, and that girl came with her gorgeous dress. She was wet with water, with her, all her makeup and all these things are washed, and her makeup, and the gusty wind blew away her wig. So the way Swami described that thing, then people are thinking, the girl was thinking, the dancing girl was thinking, shh, my this ugly face, I cannot show with this audience anymore. She generally quits the stage and runs away. She goes away. That is Shankya philosophy. That means the moment you know Maya, Prakriti, Maya will leave you. That I am exposed. I cannot tempt this person anymore. That means the moment you have that self-knowledge, you can see the real nature of Maya, then Maya will leave you. Maya cannot delude you anymore. This person knows my ins and outs. I cause all misery, all suffering. I am not, I show my beauty, but my beauty is Maya, not real. You know, sometimes you see these movie actors, actresses, they look on the stage gorgeous, you know, all makeup. I remember one girl, she came here. She gives makeup to the Bombay, all actresses, actors and actresses. I was asking her, the girls come with the movie, we see all the jewelry. But Swami, these are all fake jewelry, which is not gold. These are all fake jewelry, Swami. But the person who is possessed by ghost, and if he knows the ghost possessed me, the ghost goes away. So Mayachanna Jeev, the person who is possessed by Maya, knows the Atman. Experience the self, Maya cannot deluge that person anymore. Say, goodbye, I am leaving you. Sri Ramakrishna gave a couple of more examples, 324. কামিনী কাঞ্চনী মায়া, মায়াকে যদি চিনতে পারো আপনি লজ্জায় পালাবে। একজন বাঘের ছাল পরে ভয় দেখাচ্ছে, যাকে ভয় দেখাচ্ছে সে বললে, আমি তোকে চিনেছি, তুই আমাদের ওরে। তখন সে এসে চলে গেল, আর একজনকে ভয় দেখাতে গেল। ঠাকুর গিভ অ্যান এক্সাম্পল, দেয়ার আইস হচ্ছে ইন আওয়ার ভিলেজ, দে উইল কল বহুরূপী। ইন দি ইভিনিং ভিলেজ দেয়ার ইজ নো ইলেকট্রিসিটি, কেরোসিন ল্যান্টার্ন। They will come, make up with Kali or some lion, and they stand up and all these things. and sometimes they make some noise. But if you know that your whole, you know, dressed like a tiger, put the tiger skin and all these things, and you're hopping, hey, you are hore, you are making all these things, go, go, get up, get up. Oh, my, see, he understood me, so he will leave you and you will go and show his magic to another person. It happens. Swami Brahmananda sometimes used to play with the children at Balaram's family. A person make a hunted a bear and gave that bear skin to Maharaj. And Maharaj put that bear skin and made covered his face. And then he was he was frightened in the children to Balaram's family. And most of the children ran away out of fear. But one little girl says, I know you are Maharaj. Saying so, he grabbed Maharaj's 2 feet. Maharaj took that girl on his shoulder and says, then he removed his bear skin. I know you are Maharaj. You are showing all this. Sometimes Maharaj used to play with the girls, children of Balaram's family. Shishyapala. Sri Ramakrishna told another beautiful story. It so happened once a guru wants to go to his disciple's house and he had no servant. So he found somebody on the street, hey, I shall give you some money. You will have to act like my servant. He said, sir, but I am a butcher. I am a very low caste person. It doesn't matter. You be my servant. Go with me. Come with me. So he went to the disciple's house and disciple accepted, was respecting him and worshipping the guru and taking care of the guru. And in the meantime, another guest came and asked this servant of the guru, hey, bring the shoes to me. He did not answer. Can you not hear me? Butcher, you know, bring that shoe to me. Bicha, tuki muchi, are you a butcher? Then he thought that he recognized me. Then he went to the guru. I must leave. He recognized me. I am a butcher. Thakur used to tell all the funny stories, you know. The moment you recognize, you will never be afraid. Mayachchanna jeev. Possessed. You know, some are so brainwashed. Some are so, superstitious, narrow, bigoted, hypnotized. There are some cults there, you know. They are so strong in their faith and belief that is wrong. Still, they will think. Oh, that you remember some years ago, some people drank poison in Texas, a group, cult. I remember then a local regional television station wanted to interview me. Well, will you, I want to interview you. Why do you want to interview me? Well, we are interviewing different cults because some people commit in Texas, this thing happened. Again, we are not cults. Oh, why don't you like to come to our television station to tell about your faith? I'm going, of course. Invite me some other time. I shall come. You will connect me with other groups and presenting these are all cults. I shall not come. It happened in Los Angeles. One of our Swamis without knowing God involved, and then they are showing all cards and everything. They put Vedanta in the same category. I go, no, I shall not come. Invite me some other time. I shall come and tell my philosophy. All these years I'm here, he never called me. I scolded that man. Oh, tu yamadir hore. The moment you know, that maya runs, goes away. Jivatma paramatma madhye ek maya abaron ache. E maya abaron na shoriye gele parospore shakkat hoy na. Jemon agre Ram, madhye Sita o paschate Lakshman. Esthole Ram paramatma o Lakshman jivatma swarup madhye Janaki maya abaron hoye royechen. যতক্ষণ মা জানকী মধ্যে থাকেন ততক্ষণ লক্ষ্মণ রামকে দেখতে পান না, জানকী একটি সরে পাশ কাচালে তখন রামকে দেখতে পান। দিস ইজ এ স্টোরি ইন দি আধ্যাত্ম রামায়ণ। শ্রী রামকৃষ্ণ লিস ইন আধ্যাত্ম রামায়ণ মেনি টাইমস, সো হি ইজ নাউ টেলিং গিভিং দ্যাট এক্সাম্পল মায়া, দি ভেইল অফ মায়া। ইট ইজ দি ভেইল অফ মায়া দ্যাট কিপস গড হিডেন ফ্রম আওয়ার সাইট। The universal soul, Paramatma, cannot be realized till this veil is removed. As for instance, suppose Rama is only a few steps ahead of Lakshmana and Sita is between the two. Here, Rama stands for the universal soul, Lakshmana for the individual soul, Jiva, and Sita is the Maya. So long as the mother Janaki, Sita, is between the other two, Lakshmana cannot see Rama. It is only when Sita stands aside a little that Lakshmana can see Rama. Veil. Veil. Here is a kerosene lantern, or here is an electric bulb. Light is coming from the filament, from the electric current, but it has a covering, glass covering, the electric bulb. So, but we see the light, but there is a covering. There is a gradation of covering, thickness of covering. Somebody is covering maybe saran wrap, very fine. Somebody is thick cloth. Somebody may be more thick. You know, in this way, various kinds of thickness we can see. And somebody may cover with their sack, very sack cloth. Light does not come out, come in. So anyhow, that is the way we see that how this maya works. Maya. Maya means ignorance, illusion. That is an obstacle for God realization. We cannot see God because of Maya. In Christianity, we call it ignorance. Ignorance. That is the veil that we do not see God. Rama Lakshmana. What is the individual soul or cosmic soul? I sometimes give that illustration. It is a chandelier. It has 4 billion electric bulbs. Each human being is a bulb. And here is the whole chandelier is God. So you are all small souls, divine beings. That is the way Vedanta explains individual and cosmic. One tree is the individual tree, and the forest is the sum total of perhaps millions of trees. That is the difference between God. Forest is God, and we are all individual trees. Or Vedanta gives another example. One drop of water, two drops of water, billions and billions of drops of water makes the ocean. Ocean is God. And all in little, little water, that is all individual beings. But all have that same consciousness, Brahman. Very interesting. I am reading a little bit Ramakrishna's Bengali so that you can get a little taste. Other than generally I do not read the Bengali. Another thing, very important, if you really want to see God, you will have to pray to the Divine Mother. She is the Shakti, she is the veiling power. Out of grace, if you are sincere, she will open the door for you so that you can have the vision of the Brahman, the truth. It is all His grace. Sri Ramakrishna gave an example. Here is a police officer. He is visiting the city with a bullhorn light. So with that light he sees everybody. But nobody can see the face of the police officer. So if you want to see the face of the police officer, you will have to ask, "Hello, will you turn on the focus on your face so that we can see you?" So if he turns the light on his face, then you only can see the police officer. Similarly, if you want to see God, you will have to pray. It is His grace. Out of His grace, out of His compassion, He can turn the light on His own face and only you can see at that time. Some people think by self-effort, you see, I can see God. Ego does not work there. Ego is the barrier between the finite and the infinite. It is the ego creating all these problems. This whole world is nothing but I and mine. That is Maya. I am beautiful, I am learned, I am this, I am that. My home, my family, my church, my. This I and my are Maya, warp and woof of Maya. And we are all trapped in this Maya. Amazing, this Maya. I remember one Swami in Haridwar told me this story. A young woman, young girl, her father lived with her father. Her father went in town, did not come at, and she was alone at home at night. In the meantime, she realized that a thief entered her room. And she realized that a thief. So she started to pretend, "You know, I am now unmarried. My father will arrange my marriage and I will have two sons, John and Jack, and they will go to play." She was closing her eyes, she was talking, and the thief was standing nearby and listening this girl's talk. But she was dreaming, she was pretending that she was dreaming. Then she started to say, "When John and Jack will be far away, I shall shout, 'John, Jack, please. John, Jack, there is a thief. John, Jack, there is a thief.' And John and Jack are two neighbors. They, hearing that shout of that girl, they came and caught the thief. And the thief was thinking, that girl is not married, have no children, and now I am caught. Funny story. I am now caught by these things. This is Maya. Swamiji gave another story. He told this story in London. One day, Narada asked Krishna, Krishna, could you explain to me what is Maya? Illusion. Ignorance. But don't try to understand Maya. But no, 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 you'll have to show me Maya. Really, you want to see Maya? But yes. Then Krishna said, Narada, I am very thirsty. Could you bring a glass of water? So Narada left. And all of a sudden, he went for water. But all of a sudden, he realized that he went into a deep forest and found a beautiful cottage. He knocked at the door. A beautiful woman came. Narada fell in love with her. Then they had three children. And then he was happy with his wife and children. All of a sudden there was a tremendous flood, heavy rain and flood. His house was washed away and he was carried away. So he grabbed his wife in one hand and one child on the other, on the shoulder, another child on the another hand. In this way, all of a sudden, his one son was carried away by the water. Another son also fell into water. And then his wife also was taken away by the current of the water. In the meantime, Krishna said, Narada, where is my water? Water? Lord, what do you mean? I was married, I had children, and my wife and all are gone. I am grief-stricken. 12 years passed. Narada, it is only 4 or 5 minutes I am waiting for you. And 12 years passed over your mind. Yes, that is Maya. If you know Maya, mystery of Maya, Maya will happily disappear. When you see the truth. As Christ says, first seek the kingdom of heaven. The moment you see God, these worldly things are meaningless, valueless to you. In our next class, we shall talk about how many types of Maya. Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya. Good Maya, bad Maya. Good Maya, what is good Maya? Good Maya means I have to lead a spiritual life, I shall do good to people, I shall be very moral, ethical, spiritual. That is good Maya. Bad Maya, I shall drink, I shall be an alcoholic, I shall smoke, I shall rob people. That is all bad Maya. That is the way. Then good Maya will release the soul, bad Maya will bound the soul. So we shall discuss these things in our next class, that how, don't think Maya is all bad. Good Maya directs our mind toward God, and bad Maya directs our mind toward worldly enjoyment and suffering and pain. Both are Maya. Same energy, when it goes to the good side, we become very prosperous. And the moment the same energy goes to the bad side, some people end up in jail, murdering, killing. All Maya, same energy. It depends upon in which direction you will divert your energy. If your energy goes toward God, you will realize God. That Vedanta teaches. All right, up to this tonight.